I have a sister-in-law, and she is about a week and a half away from a hip replacement, and she's only 56 years old, and she's very active, and I'm trying to persuade her to check with the QRA also to see if there are options other than, I've heard you say on your program that you can't take away a surgery once it's done.
Boy, that is unbelievably true. And
well,
I'd say we've seen hundreds of people who purportedly have bone on bone, and when they've gotten the nutrition they need, they're pain-free and everything seems to be functioning fine. So I would say that at the very least, she owes it to her body as a good steward to see if something else can be done besides that, because you realize these joints, it's an unbelievable operation. I recommend she watch a video of it. It's really scary. And as good as the joints may be that they're going to put in, they're not good for a lifetime. They're going to have to be replaced again. My God, the trauma again, the size of these scars, the nature of the interference field. Wow. You know,
and
only
Dr. Marshall, she's a very active woman.
Well, she'll be active for a year or two after it, and she'll just start shutting down from the scars and traumas.
Okay. And she has scoliosis also. So
well, that doesn't surprise me because of the what's happening with her hips. But, you know, there's so much understood about the metabolism of connective tissue and bone that she really owes it to herself to see someone who's really expert. Where does she live?
She's in Santa Clarita, also California.
Clarita, okay, that's...
Valencia?
Oh, Valencia. Well, then she should go see Dr. Medici. This is a slam dunk thing to deal with, you know.
Awesome.
The bones we know really well, okay?
Awesome,
thanks,
perfect.
Thanks for
Thank
call.
You so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.